Hello, this is Dr. Bill. I just wanted to break in here before the podcast begins and let you know that I have received a few emails over the last couple of weeks about the audio quality of the podcast. And unfortunately, that's an artifact of making the video netcast and then taking the podcast audio from that audio from the video, if that makes any sense. Bottom line is that I am still tweaking the settings and the audio is overdriving on the video, and so that's why I'm having a little problem with that. I am working on it, trying to tweak it as best I can. Hopefully by next week, I'll have that fixed. In the meantime, if you'll just bear with me, I'd really appreciate it. Now let's go directly into the podcast for this week.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. Yeah, it's time once again for Dr. Bill, a computer curmudgeon.
Oh, that's me.
Ah, yes. The music fades into the background once again. You're out there watching on IPTV or listening on an MP3. Either way, you're being exposed to the internet phenomenon known as Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Can you stand it? I hope so. At any rate, this week we've got a lot of cool stuff. And of course, we must remind you that we are...
This show is a proud member of the TechPodcast.com network. Find out more about this show and others at www.techpodcast.com. Tech Podcast. If it's tech, it's here.
If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. And I tell you what, there's a lot of good programs out there on the Tech Podcast Network, and I'd really encourage you to go out there and find out the other very odd, unique, and somehow beneficial podcasts that are out on the Tech Podcast Network. Dr. Bill's just one of many. I may be the strangest. In fact, I probably am the strangest, but at any rate, you'll find good tech stuff out there on Tech Podcast Network. Well, we've got some good stuff, like I said. And the first thing I want to do is talk about that you need to be legal with your audio, such as your MP3s. I have a little bit of geek culture for you. Matter of fact, I have two geek cultures for the price of one. And of course, since it's free, can't beat that. First is a song. I want you to listen to it very carefully. It will enlighten you into the ways of internet music. Sounds like Dire Straits, doesn't it? But it's not. It's a parody song. You can see those guys moving those refrigerators and TVs, can't you?
Oh, look at that computer. That's the way you do it. Play your music on your MP3. That ain't stealing. Everybody's doing it. It's your music for nothing and you hit the free. That ain't crooked. Everybody's doing it. Let me tell you, them kids ain't dumb. They don't give a rip about their favorite singer. They just keep on ripping off their song. He got new installed MP3 players. Labor system losing royalty. Hey, you got to download. Then maybe later, you're gonna burn a dozen CDs. Look at that. Ain't stealing. The music on the MP3. That ain't crooked. Everybody's doing it. It's your music for nothing and you hit the free. Your music for nothing. Here for free. Oh, baby.
What a lot of people do, they download their music for nothing, and they get their hits for free. That is, of course, illegal. Anyway, we also have, along the same lines, our second Geek Culture for this week. It's a video. I'm going to try to play it for you again like I did last week by recording it off of my laptop, off of all places, MySpace. Anyway, it was the best quality location for this particular video. So there you go. I'm going to play it right now. Weird Al Yankovic. You gotta love Weird Al.
To break international copyright law by downloading MP3s from file sharing sites like Morpheus or Grokster or LimeWire or Kazaa. But deep in your heart, you know the guilt would drive you mad and the shame would leave a permanent scar. You start out stealing songs, then you're robbing liquor stores and selling crack and running over school kids with your car. So don't download this song. The record store's where you belong. Go and buy the CD like you know.
See, Weird Al's warning you. there's dire consequences for downloading the MP3s illegally. So, again, Pod Safe Music. Otherwise, the RIAA will be knocking on your door. Okay, let's move on, shall we, with our blog entries for the week. Now, lots of cool stuff happened this week in the geek world, but I only talk about the things that really caught my eye. If I talked about everything that happens, we'd be here forever. And I'm trying to keep the podcast down to a reasonable length. Okay. So, first of all, our Geek Software of the Week. We haven't had a Geek Software of the Week for several weeks. Sorry about that. I've got some good ones lined up, though, so we'll be having more really soon. Keep watching that blog. What blog, you say? Why, of course, Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon's blog, which is at thecomputercurmudgeon.com. thecomputercurmudgeon.com. Just like it says right across the screen in front of me. That should be right across the screen in front of me. If you didn't catch that on the video, my finger was below the frame, you see. Never mind. Okay. Geek Software of the Week this week is VirtualBox. VirtualBox, like VMware, is a free, well, VMware, of course, is not free, but VirtualBox is a free and open source method to have other operating systems, whether it's another Windows running on your Windows, or Windows running on Linux, or whatever, different operating systems running on top of other operating systems, multiple operating systems in virtual environments. Very cool stuff. We use VMware where I work. I work at the Center for Creative Leadership in Greensboro, North Carolina, as a computer consultant in the systems area. I used to be a full-time employee, but I left to pursue my own business. Now I'm back, but as a consultant. So anyway, I work with VMware there. I also work with Citrix, work with a lot of virtualized environments, and so I know that this is good stuff. So check it out. If you go to the link that I have in the blog, you'll find that there are screenshots of VirtualBox in operation, and it is really cool stuff. So I tell you to go check it out. Now, I will say this. I've used VMware. There is a site online that allows you to create a VMware virtual hard drive, and then you can download the free VMware player and run VMware for free. Now, it's not open source, but it is free, and I've done that. Done that on several client machines, and they really like it and enjoy it. So, another good way to go, virtualization. It's the future. Actually, it's the present. But it's also the future. So, there you go. All right, next item. Good news, bad news for Microsoft. You know, we just want to give those guys their due. They have good news this week. And they had bad news this week, and it was on the same issue. How do you do that? Well, they had 100 million downloads of the IE7 browser. Pretty cool. So that means all those people that have IE6, IE5, whatever, are upgrading to IE7. Microsoft is pushing it out in their security updates. And so people are downloading it, people are installing it, and that's a good thing because IE7 is a better browser than the old Internet Explorer, and it has tab browsing, it has a lot of neat features, and it's generally more secure. But the bad news, you ask, Dr. Bill, what about the bad news? Well, the bad news is they're sliding in overall popularity with their web browser. Why, you might ask? I knew you would. Because Firefox is gaining ground. Cool. I love Firefox. Matter of fact, Firefox is what I personally use and I personally recommend. So go to Mozilla.com, MOZILLA.com, download Firefox, and you will enjoy it. It is awesome. Okay? So there you go. Good news, bad news for Microsoft. Generally, though, bad news. Basically, they're pushing their browser out. All these people are getting it, but a lot of people are saying, nah, I'll just go with Mozilla Firefox. So, next item, the new Nopix is prettier, and it works great. I had an occasion this week at work. I had a user who, they lost some data. Well, actually, they didn't lose the data exactly. Basically, they had data on a desktop of a PC. The PC crashed. They couldn't reboot it, and they couldn't get to their data. So, Dr. Bill to the rescue. Dun, 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 dun. Need a cape. That would be cool. Anyway, I downloaded the latest version of Nopix, because I always just get whatever's the latest version of Nopix. Burned it to the ISO to a CD, and then took it to the system, booted it, mapped the drive. Of course, that happens automatically with Nopix. And then mapped a network drive and copied the files over that they wanted off of the other hard drive. Then it could just be formatted and the system rebuilt. Basically, in this case, reghosted. So, but at any rate, when I booted Nopix, I went, ooh, it's pretty. And it is. So, it's got a lot more eye candy. It's cool. It's even got 3D desktop, you know, the barrel 3D desktop. It's really kind of neat. The Emerald theming engine. Very cool. And it's got my all-time favorite game. All-time favorite game, Frozen Bubble. If you got Frozen Bubble, what else do you need? I mean, all other games pale in comparison. So, go out and get it. Nopix 5.1.1. It's awesome. All right, next item. A new worm is attacking the net. Now that, for those of you that aren't familiar with the term worm, with regard to viri, basically what a worm is a little bug, you see, that goes across the net, gets into your system, and then embeds itself in your system. And in this case, in this particular case, it then opens up a back door that allows the bad guys to come in and get your data and turn your system into a system that will post spam. It just ticks me off that people do stuff like this. But at any rate, the storm worm, they're calling it, because apparently with the raging storms going on in Europe, people took the opportunity to create this virus and introduce it with the headline that basically says, 230 dead as storm batters Europe. And then people click on that, they open it up, they get infected, and the storm worm spreads throughout the internet. Yeesh. Next item, Microsoft patches a patch. What? Yep, Microsoft patched Excel. See, Excel had a problem. It was an exploit that was very bad. So they patched it. Then they came back behind that patch and released another patch to patch the patch. Because some people couldn't open some of their own Excel files once they patched Excel. Way to go, Microsoft. Okay. Anyway, they now have a new release of this patch that patches the patch that then allows Excel to work correctly. Of course, we know OpenOffice.org. I knew some of you are out there going, hey, Dr. Bill mentioned OpenOffice. Okay, I did. All right, next item, the rumor that I heard earlier in the week. Is true. It's been confirmed. Google is coming to North Carolina. The dear old North State that I live in is getting a data center from Google. Google is going to be spending $600 million to build this data center in North Carolina. It's going to hire 210 people right here in good old North Carolina, and it's going to be, as they say, good-paying, knowledge-based jobs. Basically, geeks. Geeks make money, in case you are wondering. Anyway, it's going to, you know, our governor, who personally I didn't vote for, but that's okay. Nothing against that, you know. I mean, he is the governor, and, you know, got to give him that. But Governor Easley said in a statement, it will help reinvigorate an area hit hard by the loss of furniture and textile jobs with 21st century opportunities. Yeah. What I said in my blog was that I want North Carolina to become known as the data state rather than the cigarette state. Everybody across the country goes, oh, yeah, North Carolina, they make cigarettes. Right, yeah, I know about them. There's a lot of really cool things about North Carolina. Matter of fact, let me give you my official North Carolina really cool spiel. See, I was born and raised right here in North Carolina. And the thing I like about North Carolina, it's like a little miniature continent. You've got mountains on one side. You've got the Piedmont in the middle, which is, you know, nice rolling hills and greens and plains and so forth. Then as you go east, you get down into, you know, really plain area. And then finally you get over to the coast and you've got the Outer Banks and you've got, you know, beachfront property. I mean, it's like a little compact, you know, continent with everything you could possibly want within a few hours driving distance. I mean, it's great. You know, the weather's great and temperate. I mean, I love North Carolina. But I just don't like the fact that we're known for tobacco. Ugh. So it's really cool. That's why I was really excited to see that Google's coming. They're going to set up a data center and a lot of other high-tech businesses. Come on. Come on to North Carolina. Eh, Silicon Valley. You don't need that place. Just come on, North Carolina. There you go. All righty. Well, that's just about done it for the news of the week from the blog known as Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, the blog. I want to remind you once again that drbill.tv is also available. Yep. And if you will go to drbill.tv, you will be able to download the netcast that you may indeed right now be watching, or perhaps you're listening to an MP3 version of the podcast from the netcast. See, I've decided to call the video the netcast and the audio the podcast, just to keep it straight in my brain. Otherwise, I'll get all confused like I did in the last few weeks. But at any rate, go to drbill.tv and you'll find their new... another new feature. Actually, I mentioned it last week. This is not entirely a new feature. But I've been working on this technology all week long to be able to show Flash video. Flash. Oh, Master of the Universe. No, different song. Never mind. Anyway, I digressed slightly there. But, you see, if you'll go there, you will find really cool videos available via Flash, and I would encourage you to do so. I'd also encourage you to join us next week, because there's that music telling us that it's time to go. But don't worry, I'll be back. Remember, until next week, the doctor is out of here.